This episode of Voices of the Elephant is brought to you by Nomad PHP. Start a habit of continuous learning. Visit nomadphp.com and subscribe today. Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. We're here in Boston, Massachusetts at Northeast PHP, and my special guest is Mr. Chase Peeler. Say hey, everybody, Chase.
Hello.
Now, Chase, you're giving a talk here at Northeast PHP. Tell us a little bit about the talk, what you cover, and why you're passionate about this.
Okay. My trace is called Interfaces and Traits Go Together Like Peas and Carrots. So. Forrest Gump reference for those that don't ever watch movies. The idea is that, there's a lot of times where you're using interfaces and you have a lot of functionality that you end up copying and pasting at every implementation of that interface. And for whatever reason, you're already extending a class, so you can't put it in the parent class. How can you get around having so much duplicated code? And traits are great for that. Traits will allow you to kind of put some default implementations for your interfaces in, where you can almost kind of get the best of both worlds in sort of a abstract class kind of way.
Now, is this something that you, is the reason you developed this talk, is this something that you are doing in your own coding? Have you been using traits for a while, or you just discovered them? Honestly, I wrote my first and only trait about a year ago, and while I love them, I just haven't found any uses in other places yet.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's something we use in our own code. I think our file service, we have the interface for the actual input-output stuff. But I found, I have a couple different implementations of the interface that all write to the disk.
Okay.
And it's, why am I copying over this fopen or whatever to write to the disk all the time? And a trait just was perfect for that because we're also already extending our service class in these interfaces, so to get some of that functionality. So I couldn't just have a parent abstract write to the file, write to the disk type service.
That's interesting because that's almost exactly how I wrote my first trait. Was I looked at three classes and I'd written the same exact code in all three classes, and I said, well, I can either do inheritance one level up, and I really didn't want to get into inheritance because in dynamic languages like ours, we pay a performance issue and complexity. But I said, and this was right after traits came out, I said, this might be interesting as a trait, and it works beautifully. Yeah. But like I said, I've only found that one. But it's still, I like the fact that you're out there and talking about it because they're an important part of programming.
Well, and I found kind of on that parent class also, a lot of times what you'll have is kind of have this monster parent class up there, and maybe you're using this let's say you have 100 subclasses. That's a lot, but and two of them are using this functionality. Are you going to put that up in the parent class where 98% of them are going to now, or 98 of them are going to now inherit that and not even ever use it? That, to me, that's adding complexity. It's putting code where it doesn't need, even before you know it, you have this giant parent class that's made up of a bunch of functionality for two or three of his children to use.
It's excellent, and that actually points out the primary use for that, because there are a lot of times when we do promote stuff up the line inheritance-wise just to get it out of this class so that it can be shared, and like you said, most of them are not going to share, so a trait makes perfect sense in those situations.
And the other thing I always like to say is copying and pasting is bad unless the compiler does it for you.
Oh, excellent. So. Yeah, very, very good thought. And with traits, the compiler is doing that for us. Hey, you're a baseball fan.
Yes.
And I have just moved to Jupiter, Florida, and found out that my neighborhood has 14 baseball diamonds, including a stadium. So we share at least a little bit of, baseball. What's your favorite team? Talk to us a little bit about baseball. I know Chris Hart just is a huge baseball fan.
He's a big Blue Jays fan. I'm a big Atlanta Braves fan. I was born in Atlanta. I temporarily relocated to West Palm Beach when I was in middle and high school, but I'm back in Atlanta now, so always been a Braves fan. So that's...
And how are the Braves looking this year?
Not very good, but they're rebuilding. They're rebuilding for 2017, so anything they do that's good is just a bonus right now.
Excellent. Glad to hear it. Well, pause.
Mentoring.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you mentioned something when we were talking earlier, and I just want to bring it up. I ask you, you know, where you were hanging out online. You said you're hanging out in PHP Mentoring, even though you haven't started mentoring yet.
Yeah.
Talk to us a little bit about PHP Mentoring and what you hope to get out of hanging out there.
Well, it kind of comes out of the fact the first conference I ever attended was Lone Star in 2012, where you actually gave the opening keynote, and I think part of the reason I'm here is because of that, because that was about, you know, get involved, and, you know, after that it was like, well, money. Figure out some, what can I get some talks on, that type of stuff, and I started submitting. And but that's kind of the first people I actually met outside of people I work with in the community. So it kind of was natural that I kind of started hanging out in that IRC room, and that's usually, you know, that's usually open, and if I have a quick question, a lot of times I'll ask in there. And, you know, if somebody else comes with a question, I'll try to ask. But I never really got into the mentoring. I tried to do mentoring one time through Georgia Tech's Alumni Association, and I was horrible. We hardly ever did anything. So I'm not the most proactive or active person. I can get lazy. So things where, you know, it's one thing to tank myself and hurt myself, but if I'm hurting someone else, I usually try to not take too much of a risk and get involved in things where I might, you know, hurt other people.
But you said something, and I want to circle back to it because it's very important. I encourage everybody to get involved in the community, and getting involved means different things for different people. For some people, it does mean speaking at user groups and conferences and stuff like that. But you said you hang out in the mentoring, and if somebody has a question that you can answer, you try to answer it. That's getting involved.
Exactly. And there's a lot of times just discussions in there about, you know, ways to do things, or someone will post a link to a blog and that'll start a discussion, and just, you know, getting involved in those and sharing my opinions, which, you know, a lot of times it's everybody tells me that I might be wrong, but that's fine. You know, at least it's another viewpoint, and there's usually maybe one person that says, well, I can see what you're saying there.
Yeah. Excellent. So. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. I know the answer to this, but for everybody else, same question I ask everybody. What's your local user group, and what's the URL?
Atlanta PHP, and it's atlantaphp.org.
One of my favorite user groups. I try not to play favorites, but Chris and Kevin and the gang have had me down to speak. I have two speaker mugs. Well, no. I have one. The lovely and talented Kathy has a speaker mug she's claimed. So, but it's an absolutely wonderful group, and I love every time I am privileged enough to go speak there. So thank you for taking the time, and thank you for getting involved and helping make the PHP group or PHP community even better.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.